The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show. You know who's not here? Diana Hong. She's doing other stuff. But Kareem Daniels is here. So is Sam Platts. And the host with the most, the man with the plan. That's right. It's your boy, Nate.
Thank you. What's up, everybody? Time for another episode of the Nate Darling Show. What? All right. Sam, I'm going to remind you to get right up on that mic when you talk.
Yes, sir.
Coming up on the show today, we got a lot of stuff. We're gonna talk about why Keira Knightley was showing off her titties. Why Steven Tyler refuses to read.
Could have kept those to herself.
I was going to say titties?
I said titties. It was, you're the second one in, Sam, if you need to turn that up or down. There you go. That's you. And Artie Lang takes the Twitter. All of those things. Yeah. I knew you'd want to talk about that. But first, it was election day last week. Who here voted besides me?
Straight up, dog.
Always.
Exercising my vote. I only missed one vote in all my, how old am I now? 10 years of voting. 11 years of voting.
How old am I now? That's a great one. How old am I now? I don't know.
Mama, I'm this many.
Well, I know you're not that old because old people always know how old they are because they repeat it to everybody. Like, I'm 74 years old. And then, listen, I'm 74 years old and I've seen some things. And
well, they have to repeat it because they forgot that they told you.
No, I just...
The old Alzheimer's.
They didn't kill me is pretty much... I'm still alive is pretty much the whole thing with that. Election day, I waited in zero line. There was no line where I went.
Yeah. I was the 604th poll that was registered at my polling place. Last vote scanned in.
Like 200.
Nice.
Yeah.
I didn't check.
I didn't. Was it checking? I just saw the number.
I saw the number on the little scanner. I was like, is that how many people voted? They're like, yes, sir. I felt kind of good about it.
We had the same.
Yeah.
I went in the morning, so we weren't that. We hadn't gotten that far yet.
Yeah, I skipped the company meeting for it.
Oh, well, it's true. You have the right to do that.
Yes. I was like, yeah, I got to go vote.
What exactly do they discuss at your company meetings? Because you're not in a... Traditional is the wrong word, but you don't have the standard 9-to-5 office job.
So what do we normally talk about? We normally talk about who did the most sales for as far as product goes. We talk about girls talking about other girls.
Oh, so it's productive.
Yeah. Don't talk about the other girls because it'll get back to whoever you're talking about. And I like a clean environment. I don't want nobody fighting, no cat scratching or hair pulling.
The cat scratching.
I like a clean environment.
Yeah.
Well, who doesn't, to be truthful?
Well, I'm trying to think. Oh, we're doing a food drive this month.
Oh, cool.
That's great.
And then we're going to do a toy drive for Christmas. So if you bring in 5 cans of food, you get 5 spa dollars.
And where's that?
At Ice Salon and Spa in the Thomas.
Okay. That's the same building as the former Gold's Gym, right?
Right.
Okay.
No, I think this is the question everyone's asking. Can okay. you multiply your free $5? Or is it each individual gets that $5 discount, period?
Regardless. Each individual get that five. No, if
I multiply the bounty.
No, you're not going to be able to bring it. You're not going to bring in 75 cans of food to get a free service.
I want
to
feed some folks and get some massaging going on.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I think it's 5. You might be able to add a couple together, but I don't think you can add more than. You can't bring in enough for a service. Sorry.
Understood.
Sounds greedy, actually.
Understood.
Yeah.
It's generous and greedy all at once.
The American way.
So, yeah, election day. In California, nothing really big. I mean, we elected a governor, but that was no surprise that Jerry Brown won again.
I don't think much of California was a surprise.
No. The only thing is they still haven't decided whether it's Ami Bera or Doug Ossie. And I don't think anybody really cares.
I don't either.
I mean, they're
we're so fed up with the darn advertising. It's whatever. Just pick someone.
Well, they've both been to Congress. I didn't notice a difference with either one of them there.
Yeah.
And
good point.
I mean, the Republicans control both the House and Senate, so it doesn't really matter which one goes.
I can't wait to see what happens with that shit.
Look out.
It's going to be stupid. It really is. It's just going to be
also
stupid.
The American way.
Because either they're going to finally pass a lot of the stuff that they've been not passing and then try to take credit for the fact that the economy is finally on an upswing.
Right, which it was before the election.
Which was, yeah. Or they're going to just keep trying to get rid of Obamacare.
Yeah, I believe.
Certainly.
I believe we have this from Republican headquarters talking about Obamacare.
Well, I'm opposed to the whole thing.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I think they voted against it like every day that Congress has been in session.
Yeah, they kept trying to vote to repeal it. How are we going to repeal Obamacare? Good for you. How about you get something done?
Okay, they're only there 20 weeks. So, right. Yeah, so for 20 times they try to. It's ridiculous.
So, yeah, across the country there was a big uprising. People get all upset about it. It's like, settle down, stop telling me how to vote on Facebook, and stop complaining about who they elected in, I don't know, East Bumfuck, Louisiana, because you don't live there, and the people there voted for somebody else. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. I really love democracy unless the person I don't care for wins.
Right.
I think one of the things I saw this lady from, I think it was Kentucky, who had been bragging about her new Medicare that she got as a result of Obamacare.
Yes.
Who voted for the lady who wants to repeal Obamacare.
Yeah.
A lot of voters are very ill-educated or non-educated. They just kind of go with the flow.
Well, the funny thing was, if you go across the country, Republicans won a lot of seats. And the other things that also won a lot of things are legalizing marijuana, expanding benefits. All of the things that Republicans campaign against when they actually campaign against something, people voted for that and for a Republican.
Yeah.
It's like people voted to torture themselves. It's like, I really want this, but I'm going to elect the other person who will never, ever let this happen.
I think America's having an identity crisis.
Or maybe America's bipolar.
Or we're crying out for that third party.
America has always been bipolar.
America is Amanda Bynes. Amanda Bynes is America.
Amanda Bynes, America.
America Bynes.
That's a t-shirt campaign. Bring it up. You can buy them on the NateDarlingShow.com, except not really.
Yeah, no. People buy into the rhetoric. It's like, yeah, no, you're not really what you say you are.
Right.
Yeah, you know what you're for sale, like everybody else.
Dollar, baby.
You a $2 hoe.
Yeah, it was very interesting on Friday. Bernie Sanders, Republican congressman, senator actually now, from Vermont, was on Bill Maher's show. What is it? It's not politically correct anymore. It's Real Time.
Real Time, yeah.
And so he sat there and he was talking about different things. And he was very reasoned. And he used to be nuts. And now he's not quite as nuts. But it was a very interesting conversation. When one of the conservative yappers who was sitting next to him started to talk about stuff, and he was just like trying not to just tell her how stupid she was, and really more naive than anything.
Right.
But yeah, it was an interesting show.
He maintained composure.
Yeah, there's also the rumor that Bernie Sanders is going to run for president. I doubt it.
Hmm.
He's listen. If he is elected president, then Occupy Wall Street will be in Congress, because it's the same idea. It's great in theory, but in practice,
right.
I don't think it's actually going to happen.
Yeah.
So, Election Day happened. Sam, you left one job and started another one over the past week.
This is day one in my new the new coal mine.
Now, here's what I will tell you about talking about your job on a podcast. Keep it very general.
Yeah.
Don't give any details, and don't say anything stupid that'll get you fired.
Thank you for that bit of wisdom.
Yeah, I just...
Oh, you're going to tell him, but you didn't tell me.
Well, he used to be my boss, so it matters more.
Well, Kareem, I assume you're bright enough to know that.
True.
I'm sorry I made that assumption. But
thank you, Nate.
Well, yeah, I don't want you
to... It's a good courtesy.
Yeah, because I can't pay you.
Unless everyone goes to Amazon.com. But before you do, go to NateDarling.com and click the tab.
Yeah, you can click that Shop Amazon tab, and then we'll have $5 to give Sam. give him gas money. This week, I dropped my phone in water, and now
let's not forget that.
I really want to end myself.
Oops.
Really do.
Don't do it, Nate.
Your
shirt says just
it
do
it. Toilet.
It is such a fucking ordeal. It doesn't matter what. It was not the toilet. But
there's no shame if it was.
It was not.
A lot of people like to Facebook while they're pooping.
No, it was not it at all.
Okay.
It was the bathtub, and yeah. And it was in the water for maybe 3 seconds, which
That's
is more than enough. And I'm like, all right, I've got the insurance. I'll bring it in. Not a big deal.
Good
and
thing you bought that insurance, Nate.
Sure.
Right?
The deductible on the insurance is $200.
Oh, damn.
What's the point?
Well, when you first get a new phone, those phones are $600 without the subsidy. Mm. So there is a point to it. But now you can buy that same phone for $200.
Ugh.
And so the guy at the Sprint store goes, hey, great news. You're eligible for an upgrade, but we don't have the phone you want. I'm like, okay.
Classic.
So
haven't heard
I'm
that
like,
one
but I can go to like Best Buy. And they're like, yeah, absolutely. Go to Best Buy. And they're like, no, you have a weird account. We can't do it for you.
What?
So then I go to a different Sprint store and they're like, oh, yeah, I see your account. Oh, you're not actually eligible for an upgrade yet. So I'm like, so in the meantime.
What is this bull hockey that they're playing with you?
I don't know. Here, the thing with Sprint is, and I'm going to say bad things about Sprint right now. So plug your ears if you love them. Sprint is the dumbest phone company that there really is, because if you talk to different people at different stores, you will get the different answer to the same question every time.
That is true.
They're consistently inconsistent with their information.
Bastard.
And it works the same if you call them too.
Oh, you actually got a person?
Well, no. See, here's the thing. I'm on a group.
Hallelujah.
I'm on a group plan, and I am not the leader of the group plan. So, like, I was all ready to upgrade my phone, and they're like, "Oh, this person needs to. Can you have them come into the store?" And I'm like, "No, they don't actually live around here." They're like, "Oh, well, they need to come in and sign off on this." I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about? They need to come in and sign off on this." But so it's all square. It's squared away now. So now I do have an upgrade. But
you deserve it, Nate.
Here's the rub. I want an iPhone 6. And the only places that have an iPhone 6 are the Best Buys. And I can't do it at Best Buy. I can only do it at a Sprint store because of the plan that we have. But they don't have iPhones at the Sprint store because they're sold out. You know where else they don't have iPhones? At the fucking Apple store.
What?
They do not have iPhones at the Apple store.
They do that on purpose.
They're all pre-ordered. They're all pre-ordered. And at the end of the day, if the people who pre-ordered them didn't come in to get them, then maybe you can get one. Mm. It's the biggest bunch of bullshit. Meanwhile, over at Best Buy, they've got a fucking pallet of them that no one can buy.
Why not?
Because,
what is this?
Because it's Sprint. It makes no sense.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's insane. So I'm rocking my old phone now, and I've been rocking in the corner.
But you ain't got that Spider-Man screen like I does.
I do not.
Come on, never forget.
I also, you have a cracked screen. I have a cracked hole in my heart. It's so bad. It's a first world problem, but it's my fucking problem. Okay.
You need to call your mom and talk it out.
My mom died, Sam.
Nate, I knew that.
Do I need to get the Ouija board?
I'm
going to the movie Ouija to talk to my mom about it.
Let's not forget the first time I said a your mom joke to you, and you said she died last month.
It's true. Are you doing your own show over there? What is going on? Are you just looking? Are you peering ahead at Keira Knightley's titties?
No,
maybe not.
Leave
that to the imagination.
So. That was my first world problem. Also, on Friday's show, I'll explain about how I went to see Adam Carolla and didn't.
What? Huh. Nate, you were mind blown tonight.
It was a big fuck you weekend last week.
Adios, mio.
Yeah, and so
I went to a pool party.
Nice.
A poo party.
How was
pool
that?
Pool party.
It's a little chilly out for the pool party, but
there was no water in the pool.
That's the best kind.
Were there skateboarders?
No.
Ah.
It's a building at 11th and J.
Okay.
So they opened up it's like some Sex in the City shit.
Okay.
Like some New York. It was not Sacramento.
Do you see Foot Face Jessica Sirka Parker?
This was not a Sacramento event.
Oh, okay.
So like they open up the street, you go downstairs, you're walking like in the basement of the building, like what the fuck?
What?
Who is going to jump out and kill me right now?
That's intense.
Was this below the Claim Jumper?
I don't know. What is the Claim Jumper?
It's a restaurant at 11th and J.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
It's in that region.
Yeah. So you go, like you could hear the music when you were walking up, but you like didn't know where it was coming from.
That's the best kind of party.
And then you go downstairs, you go underground, and then you walk into where the pool was.
Okay.
An underground pool.
Pool's and dance floor now.
Okay.
It's like It's a Wonderful Life. Someone pushed the button and everyone jumps in the pool and they're
Well, that was the dance floor went away and everybody fell in the pool.
You know what I'm saying?
But the pool's under the dance floor is a pool. DJ's between where the pool and the jacuzzis would be.
That's amazing, dude.
And then the two jacuzzi places were tables where you could sit.
Kareem, why you not call me?
I did shit. Look,
bro, that sounds awesome.
I did not know it was like that until we got there.
Okay.
And then everybody walked around all night and was like, man, this place is great. Have you been here before? And I was like, no, I don't think anybody's been here before.
Probably not one person except for maybe the party's, you know, inviter. Yeah.
There's all sorts of little things around Sacramento that are sort of hidden that nobody knows about. And then every now and then it was like, oh, is it this really cool thing? And it's like, what? How does that happen here?
Yeah, that was kind of how it was. I was like, where the fuck did this come from?
Yeah, it's like I'm in a real city for a moment.
But it's my one of my friends, it was his surprise 40th birthday party.
Nice.
So that made it even better. And then,
well, happy birthday to this particular friend.
To Freeze.
Freeze, that's for you, baby.
And then there was two more friends that got married like the day before. So it was like a wedding / surprise birthday party.
What a fantastic occasion.
Yeah. You know, I can officially say...
Hold on a second. I'm looking at this. This is doper than even my mind's eye could imagine. This is legit sickness going on.
Oh, nice. That's very cool.
I'm breaking in. Let's go.
So they had like graffiti on the walls.
But classy.
But classy, yeah.
It's not some kid who scribbled outside the lines, got a hold of a freaking paint can. This is legit art.
Nice.
And the dance floor, we're talking Christmas lights draped over the freaking pool.
Oh, okay.
People creating romance as they dance with their loved ones.
And you can just pee right in the corner and no one notices.
Because there's a nice drain.
Because it's a pool.
And it's a pool.
It's a pool. All right. So that's crazy.
Kareem, that's dope.
All right. Speaking of crazy, I found out about this past week and it blew my mind. In fact, it's so important that I think we need to listen to this breaking report about Starbucks and what was found there.
Oh God.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I want to inform you that the Sodomites led a protest against our church this past Sunday. Yeah. Several members of the Pennsylvania Oath Keepers came up. You know, the fellows that was with us out there in Gettysburg. Well, we had a special meeting this Sunday here at the church, and they came up and we were meeting, and someone informed me that the Sodomites were outside of our church.
The Sodomites.
Protesting. So we went out and took.
The Sodomites, that sounds like the family that lives down on the corner.
Yeah.
You want to invite the Sodomites over for dinner? Oh, no. No, no, no.
You got the Sodomites?
The Sodomites. Is that a tangerine?
No.
Oh, okay. I see. So back to the Sodomites.
Look, they were, and they had a big bucket of Starbucks coffee and all kind of other Starbucks paraphernalia
the
with Starbucks.
Them.
Paraphernalia. They were all shouting, "Stop the hate now!" They said that this church is a hate church, and that I'm a hate preacher. But you remember that last week we appeared in several major online news services, Huffington Post being a major one, The Inquisitor being another. What else? Gay Star News, I think, was one. And just several papers wrote articles about us because we had stated that Starbucks is ground
Gay
zero
Star
for
News?
Ebola. And we pointed up how these homosexual sodomite persons, such as Dr. Craig Spencer.
By the way, Dr. Craig Spencer engaged to a lady. He's not one of them sodomites. Well, he may be a
Starbucks
sodomite.
Oh, yeah, you've educated for me.
Ebola. Oh.
We've got Nate Darling educated me this week that sodomy is not only of the anal form of sexual relation intercourse, but also the oral form.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so perhaps he is a sodomite.
You can get kicked out of the military for doing both.
Well, he could be buggering his fiance. We don't know. Okay. Whatever they like to do, that's their business.
That's their business.
All right, but that was last week's news.
Uh-huh.
The whole Ebola at Starbucks Ground Zero thing. That's last week's news. Get ready for this week's news.
Who lives right here in the Harlem area, who is a sodomite, that they frequent, that Starbucks is a place where these types frequent and a lot of body fluids are exchanged there. And Ebola, but the thing that I was not aware of...
Is he saying A or gay?
Is that there had been some information that had been released, and the Inquisitor News Online News Service carried this as a major story the week before, that what Starbucks was doing is that they were taking specimens of male semen, and they were putting it in the blends of their lattes.
Why not? It sounds like someone's tweaking his nipples as he's talking.
There's a lot of jerking off going to be able to put Star. Does he know how much Starbucks is sold?
Where does he come up with
in
this?
In the lattes. Hold on. There's a lot more.
Is it worth listening to this crazy old
hoop? Oh, yes. Okay. Yes, it is.
This is the absolute truth. It's right there. You can see it right there in Inquisitor Online Services. It was a big article about an investigation into Starbucks using male semen and putting it into the blends of coffees that they sell. I believe that they were doing that. You know, Coca-Cola got started at 100 years ago by using cocaine. They were actually using cocaine. And they stayed off the federal government and the use of cocaine because during the time they were used, there was no FDA, there was no Federal Drug Administration, there was no really, drugs that were controlled substance drugs. And so they used it for a large number of years. People were drinking Coca-Cola and getting high on the farm.
It's the original energy drink.
Kareem, were they really drinking Coca-Cola and getting high on the farm?
They were getting high on the docks.
So they weren't picking more cucumbers.
No, they were picking. They were. Yeah, it was on the docks.
It was on the docks.
He goes, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit.
It's crazy because
what's Kareem got in his hand?
Well, they don't put cocaine in Coca-Cola anymore.
Anymore. Yeah.
Nice and
at least it doesn't have a latte.
He was telling the truth about that. That's about it.
The latte. Hold on, I've skipped ahead a little bit. There's a lot more crazy in this clip.
Okay.
That's why Starbucks jumped all over me when I said that Ebola, that Starbucks was ground zero for Ebola.
Either that or you're fucking lying and making it up out of nowhere, and they're feeling that you're slandering them and being libelous, but, you know, one or the other.
Okay. This is my theory on how religion this is how religion was created. I'm going to tell you this is how religion.
Right,
okay,
Kareem.
So everybody has a friend or family member who has to have an explanation for everything.
Right, that's true.
So they were sitting around talking, and he was like, man, I wonder how we got here. And he was like, oh, well, Jesus. No, actually, he saw a mound of dirt. He was like, well, God created us from that mound of dirt. And it was like, oh, okay, well, where did women come from? Well, I know we come out of women, but I got to figure out a way. Oh, the woman was bad. So he took a rib and made a woman from the rib.
It's pure logic. I don't know what you're talking about, Kareem.
This is where it comes from.
It's pure logic.
It was people that had to have an explanation for something. You always find one motherfucker that will make up shit.
Yeah, he's sitting in the corner of the bar.
Yes.
So I'm going to skip ahead a little bit more, and I'm just going to jump in wherever because there's a lot of crazy here.
You question a number of them. You kind of got in the groove of others you didn't believe, but all of them have come true. I want to tell you.
Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Get ready.
That there will not be a public sodomite in Harlem in not too many days.
He didn't put an exact date
not
on it.
Too many days.
There will not be a public sodomite.
There will not be a public sodomite in Harlem in not too many days.
As in, like, the performing of sodomy publicly?
You know, it's unclear. All I have to go off of is what he says. And he does have a black globe, so there's that. with
this
shiny,
guy's legit.
With shiny continents and an American flag.
Can he be, what do they call it? Taken up, like, now? Can he be raptured, like, now?
Trying to get him
but
raptured.
Wait, Kareem.
Somebody rapture his ass.
He has another really great prediction for you. Ready?
Let's hear it.
And Starbucks will close. Starbucks will be found to be perverting its customers and perverting human sexuality as if drinking Starbucks is some sort of a sacrificial ritual bath where they
kill
the innocent babies and drink their blood in some of these meetings that are had by these fraternal or sorority groups. Starbucks.
Does he know how high coffee is?
I don't think he does, but he keeps going. He's got more. He doesn't stop giving. I watched this whole thing all the way through more than once.
For years, been using sexual fluids to prosper their businesses, and the truth is now coming out. According to Inquisitor magazine, New York Times will not write about it, and others who have a sodomite propensity will not,
not
lift
the
up
sodomite
the story,
propensity.
But the truth is going to come out. Me, I'm James David Manning, everybody. I'm the Lord's servant.
He's the Lord's servant.
Don't hurt yourself, man. James, whatever your name is,
James,
Poopy Doopies.
James David Manning.
That guy.
It's the Manning Report, and if you have some time to waste, please go to YouTube and check him out. He is the head pastor at the OTLA, the All the Land Anointed Holy Worldwide Missionary Church in Harlem, New York. And Starbucks, allegedly.
The scariest thing is he got people in his damn congregation.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He probably has one of those shows that comes on in the middle of the night.
He's on YouTube. He doesn't need to. So I went to Snopes because
yeah,
I wanted to...
on YouTube, they said that a good dick will make you slap a motherfucker.
So I went to Snopes because I wanted to see, you know, could this be so? Could they really be using the semen of sodomites in the latte?
I'm glad you investigated this, Nate, because...
I did. Here's the origin. On October 18th, 2014... the Hustler's website published an article claiming semen samples were discovered in Starbucks stores. The site also claims Starbucks admitted using semen in its drinks to infuse them with, quote, more flavor, unquote.
This is the claim or is this the fact?
There's no fact here.
Oh, thank you. Please continue.
This is what they're claiming. Hustler's said Starbucks used the bodily fluid for 3 months before the Food and Drug Administration uncovered the process. And they have alleged quotes from an FDA inspector. We cannot believe this, says FDA Inspector James Field. This is disturbing. If I wanted to consume semen, I would just do gay pornography. Okay, no FDA inspector is going to do that.
Where? What?
So anyway, it's false. Snopes has deemed it false. The poor quality of the article copy might tip one off to the fact that Hustlers is not a genuine news outlet, but rather a fake news site. Previous Hustlers hoaxes include Justin Bieber's coming out as bisexual and claims that the 2014 Super Bowl was rigged.
Justin Bieber, do not take your ass back to Pittsburgh, nowhere near the Steelers, nowhere in the vicinity. You cannot wear the colors black or gold.
But let me tell you,
stay
that Super Bowl was rigged. That Super Bowl was rigged. Watch
stay
yourself.
The fuck away from Pittsburgh, the Steelers, you little short bisexual confused about what you are, little fucker.
Super Bowl's rigged.
So if I'm correct about this, Justin Bieber went to like some prayer service with the Steelers on Saturday night. Was that what I was reading?
Yes.
Okay. And then the Steelers went out and lost to the Jets.
Yes.
I think the problem might be with God.
Oh,
no,
Lord.
No. Every team that he decides that he wants to show up for loses. They're like four.
Keep that bad omen
away.
You sat
right there last week, Kareem, and we were talking about Ben Roethlisberger throwing touchdowns.
The Blackhawks.
You're like, it's going to keep going.
The Blackhawks, the Heat, and there was some other team that he threw his support behind, and they all lost as soon as he got.
Well, we know he's not going to be here for the Kings, because every time he comes to town, someone throws a water bottle at his head.
Let's keep that going.
If he comes this week, I will throw a water bottle at his head.
Dude, I'll throw my shoe. I'll throw any hard, semi-hard object I can find at him.
I will pretend I'm Muslim for the night and throw a shoe at him.
That's a sign of disrespect in their country. I love that, too. That's a sign of disrespect in their country. It's a sign of disrespect everywhere.
If you're a human and you get hit in the face with a shoe, you've been disrespected.
Yeah, you throw a shoe at a dog or your cat to go like, hey, leave that alone. Sam, are you all right? What is going on?
Don't even worry about it.
You guys are very distracting tonight.
Don't even worry about it. Phones down.
Okay. Well, Artie Lang should have put his phone down a little sooner, because he tweeted a bunch of jokes about an ESPN host. Lang sparked outrage across the internet when he tweeted his graphic sexual fantasy about Carrie Champion from First Take, which involved her being a slave owned by Thomas Jefferson, with Artie Lang envisioning himself as Jefferson. ESPN initially called Lang's tweets reprehensible, but now a spokesperson for the network tells TMZ they flat out banned him. I didn't realize they were using him for anything, but TMZ was told there'll be no future bookings for the comedian. Then Lang tweeted an apology directly to Champion, but oddly added that he stood by the joke as a comedian. He was also cut from a Comedy Central gig because of his slavery tweets.
This is not America. You can tweet what you want. Come on. Is that the wrong statement?
And the crazy thing about him tweeting it was he tweeted, like, after he tweeted it, I know I'm going to lose my career over this.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a premeditated act of career suicide.
Well, yeah, so, like, if you know that this is going to cause you that much grief, what the fuck did you do it?
Well, he's also attempted suicide in the past, so it's not like Artie Lang is the bastion of good decisions and non-self-destructive behavior. But it's just
the fact that because I read the tweets and then I read him saying, I know this is going to make me lose my career. I was like, okay, well, what are you doing?
Why? Yeah.
Why?
At a certain point, stop.
At a certain point, just stop
tweeting.
Yeah.
Because if he would have just done one and then people started to go, dude, this is ridiculous. And then he went, all right, I'm trying to find them on TMZ, but they're gone. So much. They were weird. They weren't really funny. And I was rolling through them like, I see what he's trying to do. This is why I hate when people try and workshop jokes on social media.
Social media, yeah.
I was like, I see what you're trying to do, but it's not really funny. And you're taking up my whole fucking feed, dude. Enough. Make it stop.
I'll say this about it. I was kind of disappointed that all of the people who jumped on the feminist bandwagon about everything else, none of them said shit about this.
Yeah. It was a very quiet.
Yeah, I was like, that's interesting. So all you motherfuckers that was up here last week about the girl with the 10-hour video.
Right.
I didn't hear shit about that.
Uh-uh.
I didn't see anything on my feed from any of them about this.
Yeah, so. It was unfortunate.
Yeah.
But I'm like, what are you doing?
That's why I can't take all feminists seriously.
All right. So let me find some music here for this because I'm not gonna eat. Oh, you know what I will, god damn it, because I don't have anything else. We're gonna go ahead and do, where did it go? Oh, that's not it.
And how was it?
Yeah, it's not it at all. It's this.
They act, we decide. Cool or two.
All right. First up in Cooler Tool, people who tell you how to vote, Kareem.
Tool.
Sam.
They can eat red shit because red is the color of communism.
Yeah, people who tell you how to vote are tools. There were several people who put their opinion on a certain ballot measure as their status photo on Facebook. And I was like, really? One of them left it there for several days after the election, and I just was like, really? Really?
Come on now.
Up next in Cooler Tool, Starbucks, Sam.
You know, Starbucks, if you admit it's cool, it's not cool. I've never really been that into it anyhow.
What about the latte?
You know, the pumpkin spice latte. Everyone's got to have it on the first to fall. You know what I'm saying? But besides that, I'm going to say, no, it's not cool. If you're going to be cool, you're going to support your local coffee lounge.
Great.
Well, I rotate, so I'm saying it's cool.
He's a rotator.
I go Starbucks. I go local. I go Starbucks. I go local.
Yes. I support you. Okay, that's a quality endeavor.
Yeah, Starbucks is cool. They've got a drive-thru and everything.
And it all depends on what time it is.
Good point.
When I'm getting to work, on how much time I have, on where I end up at.
This is true. Dutch Brothers is better, but there's always a line because it's better. And finally, in Cooler Tool, Twitter. Kareem?
I love Twitter. So it's just cool.
Sam?
The knowledge of my heart and my mind is that Twitter is cool, although, you know, I remember back when Twitter was simply, you know, you text something to this number and that updates your Twitter feed. That was before the dawn of the smartphone. And to this day, I started Twitter back in that day. And to this day, I have this account and I don't use it because I don't get it. I'm a very visual guy and I guess I'm not as vocal.
Okay.
The president stole one of my jokes off of Twitter.
That's a big deal, Kareem. Congratulations.
Yes.
Which one?
Take note, everybody.
It's out there now. You might as well share
that
it.
That Romnesia joke?
Oh, Romnesia?
Okay. Yes.
Obama endorses Kareem.
Yes.
Check it out, yo.
That was my joke. I called it Mittnesia, but he took everything but the the definition and everything. I did the joke on Twitter the night of the debate. I think it was the third debate.
Right.
And then I did it on stage like the next night. So that was like a Tuesday. So I did it on stage like Wednesday and Thursday. And then Friday morning, I got up and my girlfriend texted me and said, "Have you seen the president this morning?" And I was like, "No." And then I looked on television and he was doing my shit.
Well, and here's
watch yourself.
And here's what you don't realize, Sam. As soon as Obama says that, now Kareem can't say it because everybody's going to be like,
"You're stealing Obama's
exactly." Exactly. Exactly.
So I had created this whole bit around it, and I couldn't do it anymore.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah.
I'm glad you care, Obama. Obamacare, right here. Kareem's gig.
Yeah,
nice job, Obama. Way to ruin it for everybody.
Exactly.
Steven Tyler, Joe Perry, been an Aerosmith forever. And Joe Perry has a new book out, and TMZ went and asked Steven Tyler if he was going to read Joe Perry's book, and here's what Steven Tyler had to say about that.
Bitches get snitches.
I know you're about to be a grandfather again. Do you talk to other rock and roll grandfathers and like exchange advice or ideas? Like you talk to McCartney or anybody?
Talk to who?
McCartney about being a rock and roll grandfather. I know you might be one again.
What? How great it feels?
Yeah. Like, do you exchange advice?
To be able
advice?
To teach someone else to learn to go fishing?
Yeah.
Oh, please. It's heavenly.
Are you going to talk to Hillary Clinton or Bill about what they should do going forward?
Oh, I'm never going to tell anybody what they're going to do or what they should do, except for, of course, the guys in my band.
Yeah. Huh. Hey, did you read Joe Perry's book?
Hell no.
No?
I got to go on stage with him next year. I want to love the son of a bitch.
Maybe after the tour, then.
I might.
Thanks, sir. Watch
that. He hasn't read mine either. Sorry. That's the way it works.
Mutually exclusive.
It's probably for the best.
Snitches get stitches, damn it.
Don't read either of their books.
He's like, I got to go on stage with him. I don't want to hate him.
He's like, I don't want him to be telling all my shit. I don't even want to know he told it.
Yeah, well, if you don't know, then it's not a problem. By the way, here's a headline on TMZ, and I saw this. It was Chris Brown calls TV host Muppet Ass Face and Trout Mouth Ass Bitch.
Very creative, Chris Brown.
That shit was hilarious.
Well done, actually.
It was. We've banged on Chris Brown a lot on this show because, well, he deserves it because he beats on women.
Yeah.
I'll give him that one. Congratulations, Chris Brown. You got it.
You got lucky this time.
I mentioned Keira Knightley's titties earlier in the show. Well, she's agreed to pose topless.
You mean one titty?
No, well.
Is one titty and one nipple?
Is that how this is?
Yes.
She's agreed to pose topless for an Interview magazine feature on one condition. She didn't want her body modified with Photoshop. After her unedited shoot with fashion photographer Patrick Demarchelier hit the newsstands, she explained it to The Times. She said, quote, I've had my body manipulated so many different times for so many different reasons, whether it's paparazzi photographers or film posters. That shoot was one of the ones where I said, okay, I'm fine doing the topless shot as long as you don't make them any bigger or retouch, because it does feel important to say it really doesn't matter what shape you are. I think women's bodies are a battleground and photography is partly to blame. Her stance on photographic nudity may come, at least in part, from having been burned before. She said, they always pencil in my boobs. It's from a 2012 article.
Is that how Photoshop works? Pencils?
She doesn't know how Photoshop works.
Because she doesn't have any.
She would not pass the pencil test. She said, I was only angry when they were really droopy. For King Arthur, for a poster, they gave me these really strange droopy tits. I thought, well, if you're going to make me fantasy breasts, at least make perky breasts.
She's got a point.
They were just trying to give her some period.
Period accurate?
Yeah.
Good cat lift. You've been working out for the cat owner Olympics?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I don't want the cat walking on the laptop and stopping the show and blowing out what we've recorded.
I agree, and the world needs to know this is a big cat you just hauled over your head.
He's 16 pounds of cat.
Big old cat.
Yeah, he's very helpful.
What a lover.
So, yeah, go on. Hey, for once you can go on and look at a topless actress without the guilt, without Jennifer Lawrence's bullshit guilt trip.
There's no guilt, and you feel like you're looking at like a 12-year-old preteen? There's no guilt there?
Well, she says it's okay.
All right.
Go ahead and look.
Got permission.
Go ahead and look. I don't have a problem with her small boobs or the fact that they're different sizes. That's just natural. I have a problem with the fact that bitch didn't dry her hair. It's like, how about we do that? Sam's getting a look for now.
That's a nice photograph.
You and her share a very similar build, my man.
And I like her.
Oh, I like her too, and I think it's fine. I have zero problem with her doing it. I'm glad she's decided to take a stand on something, and I'm all for a free shot at boobies. That's pretty much it. So let's take a trip now to Florida Corner.
Yeah,
it's time for some Florida news. We start first with a man who called 911 for a very strange reason. Come on. Oh, you bastard.
Pickup lines for people pushing their luck to try and get a date. And it is just that landed one guy behind bars in Collier County. Last night, 45-year-old Stephen Ramsey reportedly had a little too much to drink. And what happened next? Well, you'll have to hear it yourself to believe it. From Match.com to eHarmony, even hotlines like LiveLinks, there are many options out there if you're looking for love. And last night, that's what a reportedly very drunk 45-year-old Stephen Ramsey was looking for, only it wasn't a matchmaking service that he dialed. It was 911.
What's your name?
My name is Sandy.
Sandy, I'm Steve. You're looking for a date?
Huh? Yeah, I don't think I would call 911 looking for a date. That's not something you do.
She's in the handcuffs.
I'm sorry?
Oh, no.
Well, okay. Yeah, just making a joke.
Yeah, 911 is not a number to call to be saying this.
Ramsey calling 911 three different times. His crass comments, apparently not a momentary lapse in judgment. He even told a deputy that showed up at his home looking into the misuse of 911 that he was looking for a date or an escort service to help him pass the time. The deputy said Ramsey was slurring his speech heavily and had a strong odor of an alcoholic beverage coming from his breath, even adding that he knew Ramsey from previous run-ins, writing, when I last made contact with him, he was on his way to a substance abuse treatment program, something that Ramsey acknowledges in his 911 call.
You want help?
Yes, I want help.
What type of help?
Of alcohol. I live in David Lawrence, I live in a hospital.
And this is where it gets sad, so it's time to turn it off.
Stay away from that service, whatever. It's trying to get him off alcohol is not working.
Well, it's like anything else. If you're not ready to get off, you're not getting off.
Yeah. You're going to be up there for a minute.
Yeah.
That's true. Now, in Sanford, Florida, a prostitution sting resulted in the arrest of 7 men, one of whom police said offered a chicken dinner for sex. That's right.
We must make some good chicken
dinner. A female investigator went undercover and posed as a street-level prostitute. The sting is part of the Sanford Police Department's ongoing commitment to improve the quality of life for Sanford residents and by going after not only those who sell sex, but those who solicit it as well. That's according to the police chief there. During the operation, said one of the suspects, Stephen Torres, offered to trade $3 and a chicken dinner for a sexual act. Investigators...
Why $3? Just keep it a chicken dinner and green bean casserole.
It's probably
like,
what
can you get charged for a chicken dinner?
$3?
That's probably what he had on him. So here's who they arrested. Ronald Barker, who's 67. Christopher Butler, who's 34. Terrence Carr, 45. Troy Cuff, who's 38. Thomas Ham, 57. Antonio Perez Toma, who's 36. And Stephen Torres, who's 32. So quite a wide age range there, from 32 to 67. Nice job, gentlemen. $3 and a chicken dinner. Because it's Florida, right? It's Florida.
So. The Flo-rida.
Florida. All right. So in my home state of Vermont, they had a very exciting time. They've opened a new L.L. Bean store in Burlington, the largest city in the state.
What do those L's stand for? Does anyone know?
Their initials. L.L. Bean was
a guy. Buy into that shit.
Like E.E. Cummings or E.F. Hutton.
They're all silly jokes.
Or L.L. Cool J. That's a silly joke.
No, that's what's up.
Well, the grand opening of the L.L. Bean store in Vermont has ruffled some feathers. Because here's what happened. An owl attacked a hawk in the shopping mall display.
That's an omen if I've ever heard of one. Shit.
Officials say a European eagle owl attacked a Harris hawk.
Wait a sec. The European eagle owl?
Where's
the American bald eagle in this fight?
Well, it's not there because it's in danger. they don't travel that around and keep it in the mall. Okay. Well, they attacked the Harris hawk in Burlington's Town Center Mall. The Burlington Free Press, which is the local paper, reports witnesses said the owl squeezed the hawk in its claws for several minutes, causing the hawk to shriek.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bitch ass hawk.
Go owl.
Workers at the mall display for the Freeport, Maine-based outdoor outfitter separated the birds. The birds are from Talons, a bird of prey experience. Now, master falconer Lori Shoemaker says the birds had known each other for 6 years and had never gone after each other before. She says they're always in close proximity, and workers make sure their leashes aren't too close. But she adds, they are predators.
They're predators, and Mr. Owl's had to put up with this shit for 6 years. That's been a current underneath the surface, man. Just wait to get out.
Every day, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll center of a Tootsie Pop? Motherfucker won't let it go.
Don't ask Mr. Owl, this guy.
Three. If you're of a certain age, you know what that means.
Yes.
One,
a two, a three.
Three. That's the exciting news going on.
Should have let them work it out. They separated the birds of prey. Come on.
Well, then you don't want to
let them work it out.
Yeah, well, that's one way of doing it, but probably not the best way of doing it. All right, it's time for this.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
All right, small town news stays in Vermont. Goes up to the Northeast Kingdom, where I'm from, to Derby. Guess what? No more waiting outside in the cold, flipping through the same limited collection of movies. Now you can come inside and browse the aisles of close to 3,000 movies and video games, because last Friday, are you ready?
I'm not ready.
New England Video opened its doors in the Ridgeview 91 Plaza in Derby. That's right, for owner Cheryl Fortin, the video business is something she's been involved with for a long time.
The video business.
That's right, her brother opened the first New England Video, which used to be located across the street from McDonald's.
In the year 1983.
You're not far off. She worked at that store for a time. Then her cousin Linda Bingham brought the New England Video store to Newport, where she worked as well. Now she is the proud owner at a new location in the same plaza as Roaster's Cafe. The grand opening was last Friday, and the store's been busy ever since. The deals are still the same like they were at the old New England Video in Newport. You can rent the old movies for $3 for 3 days. New releases are $3 for the night. But if you rent them on Saturday, They don't have to be returned till Monday.
She has a lot to be proud of.
New England Video also gets most new releases 90 days before other video rental companies. So if there's a specific movie you want to see, most likely you'll be able to get it there first.
Damn!
The store also offers all the things that make movie night complete, including candy, cotton candy, popcorn, and soda.
This is the most original thing I've ever heard of, if it was the year 1989.
Hey, the store's sign was designed by Newport Business NEK Decals, which did a great job to make sure the store is not to be missed while driving down Route 5.
They're shouting out props to the sign maker. This is small town news.
It is. And this is from the Newport Dispatch News. News, views, and voices from Orleans County, Vermont. So there you go. That's small town news.
Congratulations, Vermont.
New England Video has opened.
What's up with this, though? Like, they used to have to stand outside to order a video?
They're talking about Redbox.
Oh, this is their ploy against Redbox. Yeah. Oh, you can come inside when it's snowing.
Yeah, which is a good portion of the year.
That makes sense. Thank you, Vermont.
It makes sense.
I support
there,
you
yeah.
in that.
Because
over in California, whatevs.
Well, here's the problem. Here in California, they took the red box away down the street because assholes kept trying to break into it to steal the DVDs.
And why not?
Because there's no cash in a red box.
Nah. It's all electronic money exchange.
You can't put money into a red box if you wanted to. But there was one at the Rite Aid like 4 blocks away. And all of a sudden, it went away. And I went inside to the Rite Aid. I'm like, what happened? They're like, third time in like a month someone tried to break into the red box, so they took it away.
Now I hate to burst the bubble of Miss Entrepreneur over there in Vermont. What about the Safeway that decides to put their red box machine indoors? You can get your friggin' candy and popcorn. You can even get beer.
Well, here's the thing that you don't understand. There's the whole video store experience. Listen,
browsing the shelves.
I know you grew up in you grew up in a small town as well.
It's true, and there was also snow.
And things that you now sort of go psh to,
yeah.
Those are very exciting to people who live in those small towns.
You're right.
So
my heart kind of broke when I saw all the best video was no longer there on Donner Pass Road.
Yeah, but yeah, I remember New England Video when they first opened. They were a chain. And you had to pay, like, a membership fee to be a member.
Damn.
Like, a yearly membership fee to be
What's
a member.
What's up, Costco?
And this was in the 80s, and it was, like, $5 a night to rent a VHS. $5 or $7. It was expensive
VHS
as fuck.
VHS tapes used to sell, like, $20 used, too. Let's not forget.
Oh, and if you didn't return it, it was, like, a $90 charge if you, like, lost the tape or something. It's like, what exactly is this tape made of that it's
made out
$90?
Of the blood of the unborn children of vampires and gold.
Yeah, it's not cool. So, hey, yeah, you can go in and have the old school video experience.
Yeah.
Here's the other problem. When you live up there, the internet not necessarily good enough to be streaming stuff all the time.
There it is.
Yeah. So
missing piece to the puzzle.
It's very much hit or miss. It's very much rural, so that's small town news. And people have become like, why are you crapping on small towns? I'm not. I'm merely pointing out that it's different there.
And
it's
we respect
just
that.
Different. It's not necessarily worse. It's not where I want to be. It's just different. You know, and in the big city, you've got the owl attacking the hawk.
Right.
That's Vermont. You've got a video store and an owl attacking a hawk. So,
yeah. That's
it.
From sea to shining sea.
Mm-hmm. Well, from Lake Champlain to the Connecticut River. But either way, I mean, that's one side to the other. A little geography for you. A little bonus geography. Hey, by the way, if you want to support the show, the best way to do it, and it doesn't cost you anything extra. If you're going to be shopping Amazon anyway, go to our site first. It's natedarlingshow.com. Click that Shop Amazon tab at the top, and then shop like you normally would. It helps support the show, does not cost you anything extra, and we thank you in advance for all of your support. Great way to do your holiday shopping, too, because they'll ship your gifts.
The best way.
Ship your gifts where you want. They'll even gift wrap them. So check that out. All right, coming up on Friday, my tale of woe. And Adam Carolla. Until then, it's Fallout Boy on the Nate Darling Show. Bye-bye.
What?